Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, November the 10th, 2025, 18 and a half minutes past the hour, and the first snow of the 2025-26 winter season. Well, I guess we're not in winter yet. Autumn season has fallen. A little over an inch, under an inch, depending on where you were last night or are. It was nice to see the white stuff last night come down for a lot of people. It didn't really do any damage to the roads of any consequence. The roads were very well cleared off this morning. Certainly the main roads were, so that's nice for people's Monday morning commute. I saw some cars that had a lot of snow on them, so I guess there was some buildup of snow or drifting of snow in certain areas, but nothing really to be worried about or anything of that nature. You know, travel with caution, but the white stuff has fallen for the first time in the 2025-2026 winter season, and it happened on November the 9th, which is kind of late in the season when you think about it, because we've had snow on Halloween, so it came a little late this year. But I don't know if people enjoy it or people don't enjoy it. Most people say they enjoy it until after Christmas. Then after Christmas, they're over it. But we've got a little bit of time before Christmas, although the holiday season is quickly approaching. What, Thanksgiving now 17 days away, and Christmas just right around the corner. Now, I want to mention an experience I had this morning in the McDonald's line. I think that's where all my experiences happen. I pulled into the line this morning. The line was very busy, you know, not a lot of people staying at home today. And I get behind this very big old truck. And a young guy was driving it. I could see him as he was hanging out the window ordering his breakfast, I guess, as it were. And, you know, the truck was so old, it was pumping out that heavy-duty exhaust. So as he pulled around, I pulled around right behind him, and I'm sitting in the line, and the exhaust, you know, with my car windows were up and everything this morning because of the cooler weather and the snow. The exhaust was so heavy from this big old truck, I thought it was going to kill the few brain cells that I have left. This was heavy-duty exhaust. It wasn't just a gas smell. I'll tell you, there was a gas smell, but this thing was pumping out all kinds of exhaust this morning out of the tailpipe, and it was just, being the car behind it this morning was not the place to be. I thought, you know, I could get a little dizzy here, I could pass out in the car. It was heavy-duty stuff. I wish I had had a mask with me this morning to deal with the exhaust coming off that truck. But I did survive, and I am here this morning, and I don't know how many brain cells are functioning, but here we go, off and running with another week of programming. Now, certainly on national news, do want to mention this. It looks as if the government shut down, the record-breaking government shutdown, which is at 41 days now, might be on its way to an end. The Senate voted last night, I believe, 8 Democrats voted with the Republicans to open back up the government. I guess the deal that got it there was back pay for people who have been laid off and SNAP benefits to start again. And there has to be a vote taken on health care sometime in December. But this bill only funds the government through January 30th is what I was reading this morning. And I don't know, there's going to be another meeting of the Senate this morning, I believe at 11 a.m., and then it does have to go through the House, so that will be later on in the week. I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow. Will it pass the House? I don't know. There do seem to be some Republicans who are not hot on this bill, but it does, if you were a betting person, it does look like the government shutdown is going to come to an end. But will any of these Senate Democrats change their mind? I don't know what's going to happen. But as of now, as of Monday morning, a little after 8 o'clock, it does look as if the government is going to open back up. But no guarantee on health care, although a vote will be taken in December. And I guess now, if the government does open back up, we will find out if the Republicans do have a plan to fix health care, because they said if the government opened back up, they had a plan. So I guess we'll find out if there is one. So that's where we are here on this Monday morning. Now, I'm being asked this morning already, was it diesel that was coming out of this truck? It could be. It was a very old truck. I'm guessing this truck was probably, at best, 20 years old. So I could have been getting the diesel this morning. But I survived. I'm here. And able to talk about the government shutdown. Phone lines are open, I should mention that, 740-383-9944. Everybody may be hunkered down this morning. Oh, and I do want to mention, because of the little bit of snow that we got last night, if you do go outside today, be very, very careful. Make sure the walkways are salted or cleared so you don't slip and fall. You know, it doesn't take very much salt or snow or ice to cause a problem. And we don't want anybody going outside and falling down today. So be very careful. Even though it probably does not look all that treacherous, it could turn into something treacherous very, very quickly. So there's that. I've been hearing all weekend, we talked about the peanut butter jelly truck last week and all the issues that they were having, running out of food after 15 minutes and asking for Uncrustables and donations. I have heard that they are doing very, very well, that the donations are coming in, and that's great, but I guess keep them coming at this particular point. They're still looking for Uncrustables, and they're still looking for peanut butter and jelly, and they're still looking for, I think, private donations if you would like to make those. That's 503 Ballantyne. I do know that the stores did have Uncrustables yesterday here locally, because I was talking to somebody who had Uncrustables in their cart yesterday. So I do know that Uncrustables are available in the stores. This is a very good thing. So let's hope that all goes well with that. Because I don't know how quickly people will get their SNAP benefits if the government shutdown ends. I don't think it's going to be immediately. And a lot of damage has been done to a lot of families in the last 10 days. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Which kind of brings us to tonight's city council meeting. Should be a very interesting city council meeting, to say the least. I don't know if anybody will bring up SNAP benefits. This has been a conversation that has been ongoing. Of course, the people in Marion have been without those benefits for 10 days now. I don't know how quickly they're going to be reinstated for people. Is government going to do anything about it? Is government even going to broach the subject? I don't know. And certainly a lot of the food banks and places that give free meals and organizations like the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck have certainly exhausted a lot of resources. So will the city help out with this? I don't know. I don't know if that's something that Marion City Government would go for. Is that something you think Marion City Government should go for? I don't know if this will be a discussion tonight. You know, the last time a full city council meeting was held, this was not a problem. The SNAP benefits had not stopped. So I don't know if it's going to be brought up tonight. I would think that it probably would by somebody, one of the council members, or possibly one of the people in the audience. But how are those council people going to feel? And will any funding be given the way of the food banks or organizations in town. I don't know. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was watching the TV 39 fall auction Friday.
Yeah?
And I called in and asked them to announce that for the peanut butter truck.
Oh, very nice.
Donations and 503 Ballantyne, and maybe that'll help them too. I don't know.
Well, I know a lot of people were giving donations. I mean, I don't want to say the people who I know who were giving donations, because I think they were doing it privately and out of the kindness of their heart, but I know a lot of people did in my little circle, so I'm glad that people are doing this. Now, my question is, do you think city government should get involved in this? Because a lot of these resources have been depleted over the last 10 days, and we still don't really know when the benefits are going to start again, even though the government shutdown may be over.
Well, I don't think the city has money.
Well, I don't know. Let's put it that way. I don't know.
$10,000 would have been nice to, you know, help some of these food pantries and stuff. But, you know, instead of putting it to a good cause, they just kind of wasted it, I think. That Strongest Town thing was, you know, that was just a joke. You know, we're not strong in any way. Heck, we can't even pay our bills.
Well, I think, here's the problem. You know, the homeless shelter is not a glitzy project for people. And I'll tell you, the holidays are upon us. Thanksgiving is upon us. Wouldn't it be nice if the city could fund some of these Thanksgiving dinners for the homeless shelter? And oh, yeah. I'm sure the peanut butter jelly truck has had their resources depleted. Wouldn't it be nice if the city could help out there? Wouldn't it be nice if the city could help out as we head into Christmas with the homeless shelter and food banks and places that have been really depleted over the last 10 days? You know, if the SNAP benefits start again, it doesn't mean all these places that have been hit hard over the last 10 or 11 days are immediately going to replenish their resources.
Yeah, it's a shame it had to happen, but it looks like that might be settled there for the to open up the government. But I think it's a shame that he's feeling a lot of pressure right now for this. And we went this long, and they're going to cave?
Well, I don't know. You know, I know the Senate is set to meet again this morning at 11 o'clock. And I don't know if some of, you know, it's right down to the vote right now. I mean, it's 60 to 40. I don't know if anybody got to one of these eight senators, Democrats, who changed their votes and maybe is talking to them and saying, hey, listen, you did the wrong thing, because I know Schumer is still against it, and 39 other Democrats are still against it. And people seem to think it's going to be a surefire thing to pass the House. I don't know. There were a lot of people in the House who were very against this. So I don't know.
I heard Schumer and eight Democrats was going to vote for it. And I heard that they didn't vote for it, so.
No, it was eight Democrats who broke away from the party to vote for it, and their theory is because the Republicans have agreed to fund everything through January the 30th. They have agreed to pay back pay to federal employees and put all their jobs back. They have agreed to take a vote on health care, I believe, the second week of December. So I think that's what did it for those eight.
Well, you know they don't have a plan, and you know they don't want to, you know, they're against American people having health care. I think the pressure's on Trump so bad and the Republican Party that this is just not the time to cave.
Yeah, but what if they come back, the government opens, because Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has very clearly said, when the government opens back up, we'll show you our health care plan.
Well, you know they don't have one.
Well, right, but are the American people going to accept that? And when it gets to January the 30th, and this bill runs out, now are they're not really going to be able to say that again.
I don't know, I just, it's a shame if they settle it and then those people get their benefits taken away, their paychecks and stuff again. I mean, there's so much pressure on them right now, but, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene says they don't have one.
Well, we're going to find out in pretty short order. I would guess, like, Wednesday, Thursday, the House will vote. But I think people don't understand that. I mean, the shutdown is not going to end immediately. The Senate has to meet again this morning at 11 o'clock. Mike Johnson is trying to call his people back to Washington to have a vote this week. You know, I don't know when that will happen. Maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. You know, the things are not going to start flowing immediately until these votes are taken. And who knows what's going to happen at 11 o'clock this morning? Who knows what's going to happen when the House comes back, you know, later on this week? I don't know. It's not over yet. I can say that. The shutdown is not over yet. And these things are not going to start being funded yet. And that's why I think it could be an issue tonight at the city council meeting.
Well, you know, I don't know how much they can help the city, but another thing they could do is there's a lot of older people can't go to food pantries. They could, you know, help arrange rides and stuff to those people to go to the food pantries.
You know what?
Deliver them out something.
I can't imagine anybody on city council saying funding food for people is a bad idea. Now, maybe I'll be proved wrong tonight, but I would think that'd be a very hard thing to say in Marion, Ohio, if you were a city council person.
Yeah, because if it's brought up and then the council don't want to do anything, Adam will probably have that on the news tomorrow.
Right, and I don't think that'll play very well in Marion. And also tonight, I think we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the whole Mr. Prater situation. You know, he got in a little bit of trouble last week in regarding to the meme that he put up on social media of a woman in a black burqa, and it said Playboy. November 2025, a lot of people got outraged about it. He came on the show on Friday night, and he explained why he did it. He apologized. They wanted him censured. There were people who did want him censured. I don't know if that conversation will come up tonight or not, but I guess we'll see.
Maybe he might say, the heck was it? He don't want to do it no more.
Well, he said on Friday that he would not resign, but I don't know. I don't know if anybody will bring it up tonight. See, you've got that, too. Now that he's taken it down and now that he's apologized, will people let it go? I don't know.
Well, you don't bring things up, do you, or you just report?
Yes, because I don't think that the person... See, this is my feeling on news organizations and the people working at the Marion Star back years ago with the radio station, which was me at that time because I was the only one covering it, all came to a consensus that if we got up during the meeting and asked the questions, we were becoming part of the story. And it's much better if concerned citizens ask the questions. And if nobody's asking the questions, then is it something people are interested in?
Because you don't want to be taking sides either way on some issues.
No, I think it's very bad to take sides. And I think that's where people will say, well, you're against me, you're for me. And that whole you're against me, or if you're not with me, you're against me attitude's a bad attitude to have. And that's why I've always felt interviewing people after the city council meeting was essential, because then we can talk about what actually did happen. And we can get your opinion on what happened, rather than us bring the issue up. If there are no city council people up there who want to bring the issue up, that's on them. If there's nobody from the audience who wants to bring it up, that's on them. I don't think that's the media's place to bring it up. Now, we can report on it, but I don't know that it's our place to bring it up.
Yeah, I don't think media should bring it up, but It'd be nice if somebody did. Maybe Naomi will be there tonight and bring it up or something, because she's very outspoken.
Well, do you think it should be brought up?
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, even if they don't do anything, just be nice to weigh some options that may be available, especially if this shutdown keeps going.
Well, and I think there's also a big question here about why hasn't Jason Schaber's emails been answered yet? Why has the mayor not sent an answer? Why has the budget director not sent an answer? A lot of people curious about why that's going on.
Well, Jason, they know he's going to be out here pretty soon, so. I don't think they're real worried about responding to him right now.
Well, they might not be worried about it.
He'll be gone.
Huh?
The treasurer, he'll be gone too.
Yeah, well, they might not be worried about answering to it, but I don't know why they're not answering to it. I mean, as long as you're a sitting councilman, you should be able to get information.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, like him trying to keep things away from Jason earlier, he should be censored for that.
Well, you know, I don't know how many meetings Ayers and Jason have left. There's not many. Maybe four, probably, left. And one of them's tonight. So at some point on your way out the door, do you want to try to rectify problems for people who might have them in the future? I don't know. It seemed like last week there was some interest in that. I don't know what'll happen tonight.
Well, we'll just wait and see. I just wish Jason got reelected, and too bad Anthony didn't win his race, and this thing with Prater wouldn't be a deal, but
I don't know if anybody will bring the Prater thing up. I think we're at 50-50 on that. I think it's interesting if nobody does bring it up, and they made such a hubbub about it just about 4 days ago. If nobody brings it up, then what was the point of bringing the hubbub about? You know, and I do know, allegedly, I mean, I can say this, I mean, I was not there, but it's my understanding that there was an email sent to all council members, and I believe the administration, asking them to censure Mr. Prater. Now, are they going to act like that email never came in? Are any of them going to bring it up? You know, that's a question as well.
Well, I think they'll probably act like it. They never heard of it. Unless somebody in the audience brings it up, they certainly ain't going to want to bring it up. It's mostly Republicans, you know, and Republicans always want to cover everybody's back, so.
Well, I don't know. Would Jason and Ayers bring it up? Did they get the email asking for a censure? I don't know.
Well, that's possibly one of those two would do it, but I don't see the other Republicans really doing it.
Well, I was told that they all got the email. Now, can I vouch for that? No, because I don't answer their emails. But one of the emails that I got last week was that an email was sent to them, so they certainly are aware of it.
Well, what kind of censure could they do?
Well, I don't know. It would be depending on how they wanted to do it. I don't know. I don't know what the vote would be, and I don't know what they would want to do to him. I don't know. That'd be on them.
According to rules and whatever, just what can they remove him from his seat and get somebody else? Or
no, they can't remove him. No.
So, just what can they really do to him? Say, bad boy, that'd be better than nothing.
Well, I don't know. It would be all dependent on what they would try to push through, which I don't know what that would be. I don't think it's good for anybody's reputation to have that on your record, that you were censured.
No, and it could come into play later down the road.
It's hard to tell. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, you know, these will be issues tonight. I don't know if they'll go anywhere, but the Prater issue certainly was recent. That was as of Friday. The SNAP benefits and all the programs that have funded those, I think, are still on people's mind? Will that be brought up tonight? This could be a question. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
It's beginning to look a lot like screw this.
Well, it's an interesting morning out there.
Tis. I mean, it's November, it snows, but I guess this amount of accumulation the first go-around was a little surprising.
I think people got lured into a false sense of security when it was still 90 degrees in late September.
And now the reckoning is upon us.
Well, you know, I mean, we've had snow like this in November. It's just usually not the first snow.
No. So with the dusting, we missed the dusting this year. So
we missed the dusting.
Is this foreshadowing of things to come?
I don't know. I keep hearing that the Old Farmer's Almanac has said that it's going to be an old-fashioned Midwest winter.
Hey, they're giving up next year, so.
Well, you know what? Now, I did get some emails about this because we've had, and I want to make this clear. Now, the people that we always had on for years and years were the old-fashioned Farmer's Almanac. That's not the Farmer's Almanac. The Farmer's Almanac is going away. But the yellow one, which I believe was started by Ben Franklin, that they have not announced that they're going away.
Well, thankfully, we'll have one of those publications still in business.
We'll still have one you can get on the magazine rack.
The reason I called was because you were talking about information being withheld from Shopper, and I feel sort of bad for hijacking that conversation last Monday, but when I heard them say that their policy is to answer emails as soon as they get them, I about fell on the floor because it's just crap. But I know now of three times that Shaver has been, twice I've been tangled up in email threads with him. Once was over the cost of Love Your City, and once was over Purdy Bus. Now, apparently we were both asking for the same information from the same people at the same time, but we didn't know that we were doing it. And instead of responding to us separately, they responded to us together. Now, that happened twice last year, and now we know this year that he had the situation where Courtright and McGinnis had not answered him, and Mark Russell ordered them the following morning, sent them an email directing them to answer Shaver, and Courtright got the email to him. That's the one I forwarded a portion to you that said that transit has been running in the red for the last 3 years and would be this year also. And so that's the third email where they had held up, or third email or third request for information. And I'm not saying like records request. I'm saying a councilman is asking for information. So three times that I know of, and now we've got this fourth one.
Well, what I thought was
four major things that they've kept information that I know of for sure.
Well, here's the thing that I'm interested in tonight. If that question comes up again, and Ayers asked it last week, because as it was elucidated last week amongst the administration and the law director, that if a request like that comes in from a citizen, it could be considered a public information request.
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes in from a sitting councilman, that's not a public information request.
Right.
So that's why I'm interested. If they had been left just to sit and ponder that question, why did the mayor, why did the budget director not answer a sitting councilman's request, which is not considered a public information request, has no reason
even
to...
Even the excuse they used, well, I didn't think I had any information. Okay, you all know that that is an answer to somebody's request because you've all used it. I have emails where I have received from you where you've used that. I don't want to say as an excuse. It's a reason that you're allowed to say, I don't have any information that would help you out, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but
they know that that's an acceptable request. They don't have to run that past Mark Russell, and they also know they're required to say it. You don't just get to ignore people's questions.
Well, it's not even people. I mean, the point
is...
you're
right, sitting councilman.
Yeah,
and another elected official.
That the mayor cannot... And the budget director cannot respond even to say we don't know the information to a sitting council member.
Right.
That's where we've gotten city government
and
as far as communication.
That is an acceptable answer. That's the thing. That is a 100%.
Well, I don't know if it is.
It might be a lie. It might be a lie. But you can at least CYA by saying I don't have any records that would be able to fulfill this request.
Yeah, but shouldn't the question be why doesn't the budget director know things about the budget? Why doesn't the mayor know things about the budget? Do they not have to?
Hey, I was told last year, it was shouted in my face, to stop asking questions about party bus, because the reason why we had a budget director was because to keep those things in line and to know how much money we were spending. And I mean, even Twyla Lang, that's why we have a budget director. Okay, then why are we asking for fiscal distress right now?
Like I said, when it comes to these two issues, if the mayor or the budget director has no hand in any of them, and only the auditor can supply the information, then we don't
need the budget director.
Well, but I think that's kind of disturbing in a way, because I would hope that, I mean, Jason got up and read the two ordinances last week that show or say that the mayor is the...
Not ordinances, state laws.
State laws, yeah. That the mayor should have this information.
And that he's required to fulfill it, or to provide it.
Right, and that's why I thought it was interesting that left up to replying to a council member, because I just don't have time to respond to everything. Okay, if that's the budget director's idea, I guess that's fine. But the point is, we're talking about council
person. That has been acceptable. That is acceptable in this current city government that we have right now. Not even just myself. For everyone asking questions of them that they don't want to answer, it has become acceptable and par for the course from those to ignore the uncomfortable questions and ignore the things that make them look bad, and it's fine.
But how do you ignore that from a council person? That's what I don't understand.
Because the word was put out to shut him out back in December.
Okay, I would just like to understand how a public official, a sitting public official, cannot...
What are you supposed to do, Scott? What are we supposed to do?
Well, I would have liked to have let that question just lay there till somebody answered it. You know, I don't know, if you want to stay there all night, good. I mean, we've been there 3.5 hours before.
Well, when I mentioned my own situation, they started bringing up stuff that litigation and this, and I never mentioned any of that stuff, and you're making excuses to not give me records for things that I've not even said. So, I mean, they're publicly making things up that I'm supposed to have said. So, can you imagine the way they're conspiring against Jason behind his back?
Well, I don't, but again, to do that to a public official who is still in office and was elected to represent the third ward, that is a major, major problem. And this should be a major, major problem for everybody on council. And if
it should be, but it's not going to be.
Okay, well, they got a shot in the tonight. I mean, to me, it's probably more of a full council issue than it was a committee issue last week, and I would be surprised if it wasn't brought up again tonight, because I certainly don't think an answer was given last week.
Well, I do. If someone else doesn't plan on bringing it up, I do plan on bringing it up and telling Jason that I'm sorry for hijacking his topic. But like I said, knowing that I was sitting there, how many times that I've been ignored, and again, I'm just a member of the public, but knowing that I had been tangled up in at least two email threads where he and I went back and forth with them for probably 2 months, because I would wait 2 weeks and I would be like, I don't know if you've answered Mr. Shaver, but if you did, could I possibly get a copy of that response?
Well,
and Mr. Jason would chime in and say, no, I never got a response. I was waiting to see if maybe possibly Ms. Craig got a response and she could forward it to me.
Well, I
know that happened twice. Then, I mean, for months it went on.
Well, I think that's honestly, being there last week, I think honestly that's what happened. I don't think he tried to hijack the conversation, but I think they were able to use that in that conversation just lump everything together and say, well, this is just everybody asking information, which was not what that conversation started out to be. The conversation started out to be, as Mark Russell said, a sitting councilman asking a question should not be considered a public information request. So I think that's...
Then why did the email go to his office to die? Why didn't he respond to it?
Well, and that's the conversation that hopefully can stay on topic tonight, is why is a sitting...
No, I'm going to tell Shaver that I apologize and that he needs an answer to his question. But like I said, when I heard that that's their policy, I almost had a heart attack, because no, that, and I'm not I guess I should say anxiety attack, because it really was like, oh my God, is this actually happening? Did he really just say that? I felt my ears get red. Not out of anger, like out of, like, exasperation, I guess would
well,
be the word.
Hopefully, if that conversation starts up again, which I would have to ask Ayers is going to, I would think Ayers is going to ask, because he asked it, and I don't believe he got an answer last week. And he did start last week, I believe, by saying maybe this is a full council question. But why can you not respond to a sitting council member, mayor, budget director? Why you don't have access to this information? You can't get it. I hope that's where the conversation goes and stays tonight, because I would like to know.
It feels like it's being filtered. All of their answers need to be filtered through the legal department.
Yeah, but are all? But Mark Russell has said no. He, whether you like or dislike Mark Russell, he stood up last week in that conversation and said no. You don't have to send them to me.
Somebody in that box is, and I'm not saying that Mark Russell would have a reason to stand in line city council. I'm not going to go that way one way or the other. But somebody in that box isn't telling the truth.
Well, that's it. And maybe that's where we need to get the question. And that's why I hope this is the conversation we stick with and it doesn't become broader tonight. Is okay, the law director just said that's not procedure. The law director just said that should not be how a sitting council person is handled. Okay, mayor, budget director, why are you handling it that way? Why are you handling a current city council member that way? And also, by the way, there are other city council members who I'm sure have asked you questions. Do you respond to them?
That would be a good... Well, I mean, Twyla and Ralph Smith just go up to the office and get their answers.
Well, and Mr. Prater said during my interview with him on Friday, he said, I emailed the mayor. Now, he didn't say if he got a response or not, but he emailed him.
Is that about the whole...
Yeah.
Muslim
Where do you think there? That'll go tonight? I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about that, and... I don't know.
I don't think it'll go anywhere in Marion. I mean, sadly, it's not something that a sitting council person should be posting, but it is Marion, and I'm not making excuses. And like I
no,
said,
but I
first he, thing I said was sadly, if his constituents, I mean, he just got reelected. If his constituents have a problem with that, I hope they show up. I don't think it's appropriate. I made a post about it. Now, if this is one thing, though, I believe that council or someone possibly, my concern was more with his employer, the fact that he works with children who might be Muslim, because as you spend many city council meetings with me, there typically aren't any Muslims represented, so I don't believe he's going to necessarily offend the in-person audience, but definitely the at-home
no.
audience. But my concern was one-on-one interaction with children that might be Muslim.
No, but my question is that it was my understanding, and again, I don't know if it was sent, but that there were at least one or two emails that were sent to the entire council and to the mayor as recently as Friday. Asking
oh, Lord,
for...
I've sent dozens of emails.
Right,
unless
right,
you
but...
show up and look at them face-to-face, they will not respond to you
no,
and
but...
90% of the time
right,
you
but
show
my...
up face-to-face.
But my question is, if you get an email from a constituent and you just don't bring it up at all during the council meeting, even matters not on the agenda, I mean, I can't imagine that all of them would just say, oh, excuse, I'm just not going to bring it up after being emailed from a constituent. I don't know if that's because all those at-large constituents represent all the people in the city, including...
They all just got reelected, though. They don't... It
okay.
doesn't matter. They don't...
Well, if they don't, they don't. But I know that city council member, at least one, had something to say about it last week and felt he didn't like it, that it did not represent his beliefs. So is that person going to bring it up? Maybe.
Who was that, may I ask?
Well, I think it was council. Well, it was Councilman Rollins, but I.
Okay, I didn't see it. I just the reason why I was asking, I didn't.
Yeah, no, but I don't know if he'll bring it up or not. I assume he got the email, or certainly was aware of the issue.
Well, if they send it to all of council, then he got the email.
Right,
well,
and
good
I.
For him, I'm glad he said something.
And I think Schauber and I think Ayers would have gotten the email. They're certainly well. I know Ayers is aware of it because Prater said in the interview that he had talked to Ayers.
You know what? I think we should do, since it is city government. I think we should just remove the entire faith element from it, and we should not worry about that. That shouldn't be an issue anymore. And we should also eliminate the Christian prayer that starts out every meeting. and we should either offer that up to other religions or to, you know, like sectarian type things, or maybe just a poem or something like that of freedom be read instead of a Christian prayer. So that might be my next cause.
Well, and I guess the other issue, aside from the economic development director, the loss of three directors of the city who have not been refilled, and the I believe the third reading.
They have.
Well, but I mean, there has been no replacement of the people under them.
Yes, they were promoted. The number twos were promoted to number one, right. But the number two spot has not been filled.
So what happened there, and why is
promoted?
Well, yeah, what happened there, and why is that being handled that way? And also the commercial codes office. I believe that's a third reading tonight. So those are issues that are actually on the agenda, I believe.
You're just like a family that has a bunch of secrets that if you just don't talk about them for long enough, they'll just go away.
Well, what about SNAP, though? I mean, I think that's an interesting one. I can't imagine.
If we got $10,000 to put on a party in the park, I bet $10,000 to the Salvation Army and their ability to buy from the Mid-Ohio Food Bank would go a long, long, long way to feeding our neighbors.
Homeless shelter.
The homeless shelter.
I wonder. I can't imagine. Now, some people have said it won't be brought up. I can't imagine it won't be. I truly can't. Because the people of Marion have went without their SNAP benefits for 10 days now. Yes, it looks as if the government shutdown is going to end. That's no guarantee. But this is not going to happen immediately. These cards are not going to refill. And a lot of these organizations have been wiped out in the last 10 days because people have been leaning on them. So is the city of Marion going to do anything? And clearly, there is a crisis because... we've heard what happened with the peanut butter jelly truck, knocked it down mm-hmm. to 15 minutes of wait time. So, mm-hmm. I mean, is city government going to address that tonight? Certainly Columbus city government addressed it. Other cities have addressed it. Is our city going to address it in an open meeting? I don't know. I would guess.
I do believe that would be a good question to be brought up, but I will ask if it's not brought up by someone else. I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with the Prater thing tonight. But yeah, if we've got any extra change laying around in the city couch cushions at this point in the year, we need to cough it up to the food banks and to the homeless shelter, et cetera. And really, I think, I know you're wrapping it up here, I think the Salvation Army being able to buy through the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, giving money to those places, because you can get like almost three meals out of a dollar. So maybe they can partner with other organizations that do that and help get some food over to the homeless shelter. But yeah, we're in a bad situation here, and think we just spent Twyla Lang, I don't care how much it costs, as long as the city's only given $10,000, what'd we say, it was like $80,000 already in the park.
Well, here's the thing. My guess would be, and again, I guess this is just a handicapping of what will happen tonight, I would guess a council person will bring up the emails. I would guess. Now, if somebody doesn't, I assume somebody from the audience, well, you said you would. So that's where that is. But I would guess a council
person. I hope whoever sent it would show up. That's what I would hope. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
But also, SNAP, I think, will probably be brought up by a council person. I can't imagine it wouldn't. I don't know if that will have to be an audience question. But the Prater thing, I don't know, because I assume that council got these emails because that's what I was told. But if not, will somebody from the audience bring that one up?
You had me confused with the email situation. The first one was with Jason. Yes, I'm definitely bringing that one up if it doesn't get mentioned.
So you're definitely bringing the Prater one up, or the
Jason one for
Jason
sure.
Jason one.
The people that have the problem with Prater, I made my issue known. If they have a problem with him, they elected him, I would hope his constituents would go say something themselves personally. I'm not saying I won't say anything, but I believe that should be to the people that elected him.
Well, some of them did send emails. Some of them did make very public posts last week to the point where he felt he had to answer.
Couches, people.
So we'll see if they show tonight.
Yep.
Hey, thanks.
Take care, Scott. Bye.
All right, we got a break. We're coming back.
But why should that matter? He knew not to drink. I've made it clear to Matt, that's what we expect from him. What have you said to Tim?